Me? Good. Why, it's so nice to see all of you and our visitors as well. Well, before we get in the subject, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, if you will. 2 Timothy chapter 4. What we want to talk about tonight are crowns, okay? Crowns. We won't be able to talk about all of them, but just a few. Let's read from verse 6. So many songs tonight about the coming of the Lord. And a few other subjects as well that goes along with the message. For I am now, what? Ready. Beautiful word. I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a what? A crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Oh boy, what a lot can be said about that. Bridget was very kind making me three crowns today, and sketched them for me. The color was my choosing, nothing particular about the color. But I think what we'll do, we'll talk about the first crown. We've got four of them there with the one I have in the box. The first crown is a crown of service. Crown of righteousness, Paul said. And of course, in that day, believe it or not, Christians are going to receive crowns for their faithfulness. They're going to see what we call the soul winner's crown. None of us can say, well, I led that soul to the Lord. It takes full benefit, as it were, from leading that soul to Christ. A mother prayed. Somebody brought them out to the meeting. Someone gave them a gospel tract, perhaps. They'd be surprised how many links in the chain of leading a soul to Christ. But because you took part, children, you'd be surprised how many people have been led to the Lord because a child spoke to daddy, mommy, and it's amazing how many have been saved through children. A child shall lead them, says the word of God. Do not feel that you're too young, that you're not capable, you're not able, because you are. And the Lord will reward you in the coming day because you spoke to that person and had a part in leading them to the Lord, all right? The soul winner's crown, that goes for all of us. Sometimes we're very nervous. You know, I'm still nervous, and I get very timid sometimes. And I say, Lord, should I speak to that person next to me on an airplane or whatever? And I'm there, you know, kind of timid about the situation. You think all these years, and I've spoken to quite a few, and many of my co-workers here could say the same thing. And I'm still nervous about it. But, you know, finally, when you do wait for an opening, ask the Lord for leading, and I could tell you scores of incidents where God opened up ways and conversations because we were concerned and we were looking for it. And then when you finally break the ice, as it were, when you finally speak to them, it's amazing how many times those people are so glad that you are talking to them about the Lord Jesus. Brother Freddie could tell you scores just giving out 4,000 Bibles in Eleuthera over the past few months. How many people have been led to the Lord? And so the point I want to get across, especially for our children, our young, the soul winner's crown. All right? I don't know if it'll fit me, tell you the truth. Does it fit? Well, I'll be. But it's an important crown. Go in for it. Paul said in Thessalonians to the Thessalonian Christians, ye are my crown of rejoicing at that day, which means the ones that he led to the Lord, he expect a crown, you see? A soul winner's crown, all right? So you can go in for the soul winner's crown. And may God help you to do so. We need more of it today. I love evangelism. I like preaching the gospel. But one-to-one is very important. So many people have been led to the Lord because someone spoke to them about Christ. Amazing, you know. Second one is that of service. I wonder if this fits. Well, I haven't tried them. Service. Working for the Lord. Paul said, I am ready to be offered. You know, can I tell you something in love? Not all Christians are ready to go to heaven. Oh, you say, well, I thought they were ready because of the blood of Christ, the death of Christ. I thought they were ready because they received Him as Savior. Yes, salvation and through Christ and Christ alone will carry us to glory. But when we use the word ready, there are Christians that are not really ready in this sense. Many of them never remembered the Lord. Not that they can't. Can you imagine? Jesus said, it's all for you to do this. Do it in what? In remembrance of me. You'd be surprised how many Christians have never remembered Him. Then there are, of course, Christians have never been baptized. And we could go on and on. I want to say something in love here now. There are Christians that are not ready to go to heaven because they're not on speaking terms with other Christians. Brother Barry, you're going to mess it up tonight. You should have left that one out. Well, I can't. I got to be faithful. You know, sometimes it's difficult. Some people, they rub you the wrong way. And when I meet them, someone said not long ago, if you pray for them, you'll begin to like them. If you pray harder, it won't be long before you begin to love them, as we should. But you'd be surprised how easy it is not to be on speaking terms with others. Now, at the rapture, you're not going to be able to stick your tongue out to the world or anybody and say, aha, I told you so. It's going to be all over. Serve the Lord faithfully, all right? Paul said, I am ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. Not long ago, I mentioned in the Bible class, and I think it bears repeating. It's really a mariner's or a seaman's word. You know more about a seaman, all right? I use that word. Pull up anchor. We're ready to move off, okay? Or loose the mooring. We're sailing. We're going. And Paul said, I have loosed the mooring. I'm ready to pull up the anchor, cast away, and go soar into glory. Let me tell you, this ain't going to heaven at the rapture. It's nothing to play with. It is a glorious thing. We've been singing about it tonight. At my age, I probably can afford to even sing about it a little more and talk about it with real joy and excitement. Jesus is coming. And maybe Brother Rob going to tell us something more about it later on. I don't know. This old man, I ain't got time to fix the shingles. I ain't got time to fix the floor. I ain't got time to fix the window pane. I got time to fix the door. But I ain't gonna need this house no more one of these days. Don't get worried. I want to stay a little longer, all right? Just to serve Him, that's all. Boy, it's good to be ready when Jesus comes. And maybe we're speaking to somebody here tonight, and you're not saved. You've heard the word so many times, and you wanted to be a Christian. You wanted to be saved. And maybe some of the young ones, we don't want to pressure you. But it's nice to know that you are ready. So when Jesus comes, you will be able to go up with all of the Christians in that day. Instantly, in a twinkling of an eye. Serve Him then, okay? With the crown of service, you're going to be rewarded in the coming day. There's a crown for the martyr, those who gave their lives for the Lord Jesus. And Paul says about the crown of righteousness. Anyhow, serve Him faithfully, so at the judgment seat of Christ, the Lord Jesus will be able to give you a crown, give you a wreath, or give you a reward in that day. What a wonderful day that's going to be. Now, I'm using this one now, really. It's a sovereign's crown. That I shouldn't wear this, you know why? This represents the Lord Jesus' crown. Now, I'm not going to put it on my head. All right? I'll change my mind about that. In Revelation 19, John says, I saw His eyes like flaming fire. It says, and on His head were many crowns. Not just one. This is the crown. It's a big word, sovereign's crown. That means a king's crown. That's what the word means, all right? Sovereign. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Revelation 19, of course, and many other scriptures as well. And this crown he will wear, and thank God he's going to put all of his enemies to flight. That's why Philippians chapter 2, wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is what? Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Isn't that wonderful? Boy, I don't believe in vengeance, because the Bible says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. But somehow, now and then, I get that feeling, boy, that's going to be good when Jesus finally puts all of these, not just atheists and these people who scorn him and use his name in profanity, who hate him and everything about him they hate, in our school system abroad especially, in many other countries, they just hate him. They hate the very mention of his name. And they're putting Christians to death today. That's how much they hate Christianity. Boy, that's another subject in itself, I know. But believe me, to me, it's going to be a great day. I said a little bit of vengeance in my heart, but I want to see them saved today. Even though they're filled with bitterness, hatred, spite, arrogance, rulers who want to do it their way, and great people of the nobility and those the famous and the wealthy have no time for him and they hate him. Yeah, we want to see them saved. That should be the real love of the Christian, of course. It's to love the Lord in a greater way and to love even the unconverted people that we might win them for Christ, okay? But the day is coming. They're going to bow before him, the sovereign's crown. Now, I left this one till last because this, I don't use this often because it touches my heart so deeply. You know what that is? What is it? Crown of thorns. I had the privilege of being with Brother Rob in the group for nearly 2 years now. And I saw one bush, but the thorns were a little smaller than this. Matthew tells us that they plaited or twisted a crown of thorns. I don't want you to get stuck, but take a look at it, all right? When it's their crown of thorns, this is supposed to be one from the Holy Land. The ones I saw were smaller. Brother Rob, have you seen any that large yourself? You have. So he can verify it, because how many trips have you made there, Rob? 67? Okay. That's quite a few, isn't it? Quite a few. And so he's verifying this is an original bush. But it wasn't just one strand. It was many of them twisted together. And the Bible says they put it on the head of Jesus like that. And after they did that, they spat in his face. And then they put a reed in his hand, because a king should have a crown. And so they plaited this cruel crown, you see, and put it on his head. And put a reed in his hand and a robe over him. And they mocked him. And then they beat him with their rods. And where did they beat him? Over his head. Can you imagine that plaited crown of several pieces like this, branches, twisted together, put on the head of Jesus. And then they beat it again and again. It's terrible. Puncturing, perhaps, above the eye, so he's out here, side of his face. This is the crown of suffering. You know what the Bible says? He suffered for us, the just for the unjust, that he might what? Bring us to God. Oh, beloved children, I know this is kind of vivid, but it's good for you to get some idea what this is like. the crown of thorns, of all the crowns, out of mockery. Terrible what they did to the Lord Jesus Christ. But every time we think of it, it draws our hearts out in worship and in praise and in adoration. And he bore it all for us. Aren't you glad? He loved you. And one of the songs tonight, what was it? I saw what? Love. I saw love. And Jesus was the personification of love. He was in everything that love is. And God loved us so much that he gave his son. Sent him into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be, what? Saved. Beautiful word, isn't it? Okay. You might be saying, oh, Uncle Frank, I'm a Christian, but I don't live good like I'd like to. Well, I was a boy. Can I tell you something that might surprise you? I don't live as good now. I'm 79 as I would really like. We're not perfect. I try to help. And that's it. When you read the word like you've been studying for the quiz and you spend time in prayer and ask him to help you every day, even as a Christian, don't get discouraged, okay? Don't get discouraged. And you'll be surprised. The Lord will help you when you trust him like that, okay? A lot of young people get discouraged and they want to give up because they might think things they shouldn't think. They might even see things on television they shouldn't see. And you might even say things you don't really want to say. And you may say them. And you might say, am I really a Christian? Mind you, it's good to examine our hearts. It's good to search our hearts. But just remember Calvary, okay? Remember what Jesus went through for you. He loves you in weakness or in strength. He loves you just the same. Let's bow for prayer, right? Brother Jack, Brother Cran, would you close in prayer for us, please?
Our Father, we thank you tonight for the love of Calvary, the love of our Savior, for God who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We realize, Lord, we're in a world today with so much darkness around us, and yet, Father, what a joy to be able to serve you, to know you, to love you. Father, to think that we could actually one day be able, Father, to lay at your feet a crown. Mm-hmm. Crown, Father, that anticipated your coming. Crown, Father, for winning souls. Father, we pray tonight that above all we would be moved by the crown that Jesus wore, not only for our sin, but that which one day he shall wear, King of kings and Lord of lords. Lord, I pray for these young people tonight. I pray for these children. We thank you that they studied so hard and answered so ready. Father, I pray that you'd fill the children with the Word of God. And Father, I pray you'd raise up a young generation. Young people that are willing to speak the name and the Word of God. We just thank you tonight, Father, for bringing us together, for Brother Frank Perry's message, for the songs. We pray, Father, now, however the service ends tonight, above all we pray, it will end with you as Lord and Savior of our lives. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.